Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on in the world? Well, one of the smartest guys I know is Senator Alphonse D'Amato. And good morning, Alphonse. How are you?
John, I'm always better when I have a chance to chat with you and discuss what's taking place nationwide.
We've been doing this for 40 years.
Well, we've been buddies for 40 years, absolutely. And I am so happy that you have this station because you call them, and your people do, the way they see them. They don't call it for Democrats. They don't call it for Republicans. They call it the facts.
As Americans.
Well, that's what we have to do.
I put out a statement on Friday, Senator, and I said to them, the moderate Democrats that usually have a lot of common sense, that it should be more, after Tuesday's election, they should be more afraid of common sense Americans, then they're walking around trembling about the woke culture, about the progressives.
Let me ask you why. Why do you think they are acting the way they do? Are they terrified of a primary from the left wing of their party? Aren't they? AOC and company has got the moderate Democrats backing off, going along with their agenda because they're afraid they get a primary, huh?
AOC
yep.
Lost big time last week. She did not endorse Eric Adams, who was a pro common sense and pro law and order candidate. She didn't. She endorsed the socialist in Buffalo,
yep.
Where all common sense people in Buffalo, Republicans and Democrats, in a write-in. Nobody wins a write-in.
Yep.
In a write-in, and voted in the common sense
mayor. They reelected the mayor. Let me say this to you. Here's the problem. Politicians can very easily say, I don't need a primary because, you know, I'm doing important work for the people. So they want to avoid a primary from the left. By the way, on the Republican side.
No, but it's not the left anymore, Alphonse.
Oh, wait, it's the socialist.
It's beyond that.
Well,
I think that there's foreign money involved. My opinion, trying to rattle every American city and trying to rattle us. It's part of the attack on America.
Well,
and
there
I
is
really
an,
believe that.
There is an attack on America, and it's by socialism, which is threatening the Democrats. And you see, they are so... They so much want to hold on to their job.
But I go one step beyond that.
Go ahead.
One step beyond that.
Yep.
I think some of these people are being paid by foreign governments.
Well, listen, we know there were examples. We've seen
the Chinese.
Exactly. The Chinese. They tried to get into the. It was on both sides. On a Republican, they tried to get him in California, etc. There's no doubt that there is some of this taking place. But more importantly, what's happened is the politicians today want so much to hang on to their job because in their own mind they say, well, I do good things. And by the way, they may or may not be, but they want to avoid primaries at all costs. And so what they've done is bent over backwards, the Democrats and the moderates and the more conservative Democrats are silenced because they want to avoid AOC and her left-wing gang coming after them. They want to hold on to their job so badly. Now, I mean, could you see our two United States senators going up and endorsing in Buffalo?
I was disappointed.
A left-winger against the incumbent mayor.
We both know Chuck Schumer, and I was disappointed. I like Chuck Schumer as
a
person. So I think I was disappointed that he would go up there and endorse a communist socialist.
Let me tell you why. Because the mainstream or moderate Democrats, okay, don't want to have a primary from the left wing. And so that's why you have so many of them getting on board this big spending bill that Biden says will cost us nothing. And if you read the Wall Street Journal this week, they call it the $3.98 trillion, really, it's a $4 trillion Trojan horse. The bill that they said will cost you nothing, and they can do it for $1,750,000,000. the Wharton School, the Penn Wharton School, says the real cost is more than twice what Pelosi and the president are saying.
How
and,
about...
And these people would push through that kind of bill, which will cost the American public twice as much as they claim. That's number one. So they're lying to the American people. And number two, bring devastating consequences of inflation. And mark my words, John, you wait and see. Since the ridiculous, and I'm going to call it stupid, inane energy policies by this president have raised the cost of heating oil, raised the cost of gasoline, raised the cost of transport. Wait.
Joe Biden.
And what?
It's worse than that.
What?
Look,
what?
We both know Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean.
Tell me.
Both. 5 years ago, Joe Biden was coming down the hallway here. He sees both of us. He'll come up to both of us and give us a hug.
Yep.
But what is happening to Joe Biden?
He wouldn't even recognize you today.
I you know, okay. What I'm afraid of.
He doesn't know what's happening. Let me cut you off.
Go ahead.
When I say he doesn't know what's happening, people might say, oh, you shouldn't talk that way. No. Well, when he was asked, Mr. President, the question, and this is, and mainstream media should play this up. It shouldn't just be on Fox, etc. Mr. President, what about spending as much as $450,000 per person who illegal immigrants who are separated from their children? Illegal. They come over illegally and they separate.
We're going to give them a million. We're going to make them millionaires.
Yeah. What about
American taxpayer money? We're going to make them millionaires.
What did he say? He said that's not true. He didn't know that it was true. Now he had to back off. And he
no,
said,
they came back again the next day and they said it is true.
That's
but it
right.
might not be 450, it might be 449.
Well, but he didn't know it was taking place. What about his attorney general saying that we're going to use the FBI to investigate?
Soccer moms in local, school districts.
What about his claims? All right, this is incredible. Our infrastructure used to be about the best in the world. Today, he said, we rank 13th in the world. Come on, give me a break. And then, this is the best.
In education, we are going downwards.
Education, guess what? He says, we're 35th out of the 37 major countries. Mr. President, if you believe that nonsense, then you shouldn't be leading us. You are delusional. You didn't know that your Justice Department was negotiating and going to give illegals as much as $450,000.
Wait, per person.
Per person.
A couple.
Yeah.
And their child has $1.5 million.
Well, John, this is what's...
You know, I was good at mathematics in school. My assistant on the 5 o'clock show says, I'll take my family down there and say, and cross illegally, and I'll collect $1.5 million.
Let me say this. We have one opportunity. First of all, Joe Manchin, thank God we have him. He's the only thing that has kept these wackadoodles from passing these massive spending bills, which will fuel inflation, increase the deficit, and cost more people more money. We put a load of gasoline in the car. Wasn't high test. Filled it up. We had to take a trip up to Pennsylvania. It cost $93.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
Now,
for gasoline.
Let's go back. What did Obama say, and what did Bob Gates, the former Secretary of Defense, who served 9 presidents, say? Every foreign decision in the last 40 years that Joe Biden has made has been wrong. Well, every decision he's made for the last 8 months, just about, maybe there's an exception.
Yeah.
He has taken care of the Chinese.
What
he
about Russia?
He has taken care of Russia.
How did he help Russia?
America loses.
Well, tell me how.
How?
How about the pipeline?
He canceled our pipeline,
yep.
Gave Russia
well, but
their
wait a
pipeline.
Minute. He canceled a pipeline from an enemy of ours, you know, Canada.
And they he's begging. Wait a minute. He is begging OPEC to produce
more. So we can import more.
At $85 a barrel.
And spend more.
Instead,
he killed our industry.
Instead of asking Canada yep. with the pipeline to produce more.
Yep.
Instead of asking
and make it available,
Alaska or
and
Texas.
Make it available to us instead of having Alaska
we
and Texas.
We were self-sufficient.
Yeah.
We were producing 13.5 million barrels a day. Now we're down to 11.5. Russia is selling us 1 million barrels a day. No, I should say Putin is selling us 1 million barrels a day at $85 a barrel. What is that? Putin is laughing all the way to the bank. OPEC told him to forget about it. When he asked OPEC to increase the production, OPEC told him, forget
Let
about it.
Let me tell you. The Republican should introduce legislation today. Number one, to man the border with federal troops if necessary.
And
number two,
sending drugs through the border
and
killing the American people and killing the American kids.
Well, and what about the pipeline from Canada? Let's build that pipeline. And the senators and congressmen who care about this country should introduce legislation forcing that to go through.
There should
let those who are opposed make them vote. And if they want to vote no, then bring it to the people. Let me tell you, what took place in Virginia should be an example of what can and should take place in the midterm elections. We need to take the Congress back.
I have the drug enforcement person on our show today.
Yep.
And he says 93,000 Americans have died from the fentanyl coming in from the Chinese gangs, along with the Mexican gangs coming through the borders.
Is that amazing?
Put
the troops on the border and stop the illegals from coming in. Mr. President, wake up. Yeah.
The Senate has to get together and say, guys, enough is enough.
Yep. And the Congress. Well,
and the Congress.
Let me tell you something. If I were down there, and I'm not looking to go down there, I would have a bill out there saying, man the border, stop illegals from coming in before they come in. Don't give them hearings here. Stop them at the border. Damn it. Let's protect this country.
Alphonse D'Amato, Senator, you were one of the best senators we had in Washington. I wish you were there right now. God bless you and God bless America.
Great being with you, John.